Hello, I'm Will Shires and this is Talking Trucks. It's often assumed that Britain doesn't have a manufacturing industry anymore, but my next guest is about to disprove that view. Today, I'm talking with Phil Jones, who's the MD of Leyland Trucks. Hello, Phil, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning.
Now, you're MD here at Leyland Trucks, and how did you end up here? Have you come from a different industry, or have you worked your way up?
No, I started my career at Leyland, so actually just celebrated 32 years of service with Leyland Trucks and Paccar.
Oh, wow.
So I joined straight from university and came out of university without a specific role. Little did I know there was a global recession. The internet didn't exist back in those days. And so as I returned home to Blackpool, I knocked on some local doors and was able to secure an interview here at Leyland. Asked for like a 3-month temporary placement. The company were prepared to do that for me, which was actually really nice. And yes, I've never left since. That temporary contract then turned into permanent employment, and I've progressed my career here at Leyland ever since.
So how many different roles have you had? Have you experienced just about every aspect of the business?
Absolutely, yeah. So I joined, my first official role was as an industrial engineer, or rat catcher as we used to term them in the good old days. But since then, I was fortunate enough that I changed my role probably every 2 or 3 years through my career. And that gave me great experience across all of the assembly operations, the manufacturing engineering, materials, site maintenance, etc. And then that led me into my first big project, which was the launch of the DAF LF back in 2000, which was a fantastic project. And then from there, I went on to run the distribution centre, the UK distribution centre for Paccar Parts here on site. And then since then, taken on many of the different senior management positions before stepping up to MD start of last year.
Okay. So which of those roles have you enjoyed the most?
I think the best project I've done, without doubt, was the launch of the DAF LF. It was a whole new vehicle set. It was the first product that was fully integrated into the DAF range, the DAF styling. It took on a very different look. There was a different supply chain for the components that came in. And with that big new product launch of that medium-duty vehicle, it meant we got to see a lot of the side that were very factory-focused up here, factory operations, but we were taking that truck out to secret dealer launch events at Blackpool hotels, and then the team that I was working with, we all then went to the Brussels show where it was launched.
And I think I'm right in saying that's actually gone on to be the UK's best-selling truck ever. That sounds about right, doesn't it?
It does sound about right. We sold an awful lot of them, and has been the backbone of production here at Leyland since 2001.
So, when you first joined, did you think this is the place for me? Did you instantly click?
Yeah, it was quite interesting because my view of where I was going to Leyland at the time, and there's a mill down the road on the way down the M61 to Manchester from here, and I always remember it's Botany Bay, and it had a sign outside. It had a Leyland DAF sign on there, and my view was that must be where I was going. There was going to be a mill. It was going to be blokes in vests hitting things with hammers, and that's what British industry was about at the time. And then obviously I turned up here at this Leyland assembly plant and saw this fantastic modern assembly facility, and yeah, love the process, love the people here, and I've been fortunate enough to work in many different parts of it with many different people, and we have a great product and a great dealer network and fantastic customers that we're able to support from this plant.
Yeah. Okay, so for those listeners who don't know, tell us exactly what happens here. What do you build here?
Okay, so Leyland Trucks, based here in the town of Leyland, up in the northwest of England, we have three main business areas on this site. We have a design responsibility, predominantly for medium-duty product, but we also have teams from the wider Paccar engineering group. We have obviously the truck assembly plant, which is what takes up most of the footprint and what most of the people are employed in. And then the third element is the aftermarket parts distribution center. And then, of course, all the business administrative functions that support us in doing that. And we are part of, you know, we are the truck assembly plant for DAF in here in the UK, and obviously part of the wider PACCAR organization.
Okay, so where do the trucks go to from here? I mean,
okay, so from a DAF point
and drive stay here presumably, but yeah.
So what we actually produce in the truck assembly plant then is Leyland produces all of the DAF XB model range,
okay,
both left and right hand drive, and that's around 60-70% of our production here at Leyland. Then the rest of the DAF range in right hand drive form is predominantly produced here at Leyland for the UK market, but also for Australia, New Zealand, South African markets as well. So that is what the plant produces. We're the only plant that produces the entire DAF range. So any truck in the DAF range can be produced in this facility.
So how many vehicles are built here roughly per year?
So we tend to, production is between around 15 to 20,000 trucks a year. We build to customer order, so our build volumes directly reflect the market, effectively.
Yeah.
Right now, we're producing on a single shift a truck every 7 minutes. A brand new truck rolls off the production line every 7 minutes here at this factory.
Fantastic. Okay. So how closely do you work with Eindhoven?
Very, very closely, both with Eindhoven and across the wider PACCAR organisation. That comes across in many factors. So from a new product design, our teams here at Leyland are either core to that design, integrated with other parts of the vehicle system, and our teams here will work on simultaneous engineering projects to make sure that what is being developed for the market is then producible in the factories that we have. On an operational truck assembly point of view, we work very closely with our colleagues in Eindhoven. We want the heavy products to be buildable in both sort of any truck, any plant in a way, so that whatever is being developed needs to work both for the Eindhoven facility and for the Leyland facility. And what that means is we have people in Eindhoven most weeks from either product development or from production. Production teams are sharing that knowledge. Across the wider plants then across PACCAR, we compare ourselves on a monthly basis with how the truck assembly plants are doing. And we're extremely proud that Leyland tops those charts of safest, best quality, and efficient plants for serving customers on time in the vast majority of the metrics, which is great because that gives us real credibility within PACCAR. And when investment decisions are being made, you know, we're very fortunate that we benefit from our fair share of investment into this plant, which is why it remains one of the most modern advanced manufacturing facilities, I believe, in Europe.
But it wouldn't be more cost effective to actually assemble them all on the continent, would it?
There's different plays. So at the moment, what works very well for DAF is Eindhoven is very, very good and effective at building tractor units, and that works very well for us. Leyland is a much more flexible plant and tends to deal with a lot of the longer chassis, so the 12-metre chassis. Because our core market is XB, they come in all shapes and sizes. We're used to seeing a lot of variation in wheelbase. And so we set the plants up a little bit differently so that both have their specialisms. Eindhoven, for short tractors, is extremely effective. Leyland actually does not lose any efficiency. It's very flexible in that it can produce any vehicle, any length, any number of axles. So it's a nice balancing number. Clearly, Eindhoven produces more units. We tend to be a more flexible plant that responds to the volume changes in the market.
So where do the components come from then? I mean, I passed numerous cabs on DeRoy trucks coming up here this morning. What about everything else?
Yeah, we're part of a European supply chain. There's no doubt in that. So our strategic purchasing teams look at sourcing those components for DAF plants across Europe, indeed across the world. The vast majority of our components come from the continent of Europe. And yes, a number of the, you know, a concentration is around the sort of the German sort of heartlands of engineering, where a lot, so I guess Netherlands, Germany, Poland, but then also from the UK as well, if they're the best supplier in the market to supply all our plants in Europe.
Okay, and then when they're finished, then back on another DeRoy truck and.
Yeah, the way we operate within the DAF organisation is we receive the customer order from DAF. We take that order, we produce it to the customer's requirements, and then we hand that back to the sales and marketing department, who will then distribute it to the dealer network. What that means practically for a truck, we will take that order as little as kind of 6-8 weeks out is what we need as a minimum time to organise the logistics. Parts will arrive around a couple of days before we need them in production, so a very sort of smooth, slick system. We'll produce a truck normally in 2 to 3 days to make sure it's gone through assembly and test and validation, and then we will deliver it factory fresh to the delivery yard, where it will be loaded again back onto the orange DeRoys that you mentioned, and then will be distributed around the UK, the continent, or off to the ports if it's going overseas.
Okay. Now, something I believe is unique is the fact you're actually building the electric trucks on the same line as the diesel ones. Is that right?
It is. That's absolutely true. So we took a strategic decision a few years ago that we wanted to remain as flexible as possible here at Leyland. And we've put all our efforts into making sure that the electric drivetrain, or whatever other drivetrains are developed by our design teams in the future, can be done as part of our online assembly process. I believe that's really important for us. I think the transition to alternate drivetrains, as we've all seen, is quite uncertain from a timeline point of view. And so we wanted to be in a position that when the market decided to change, we as a plant, as a build-to-order plant, could respond quickly. We didn't want to limit our ability to sell trucks because we couldn't produce them. So we've invested heavily over the last few years in the plant to make sure that no matter what type of drivetrain goes into that vehicle, we can do it in the main assembly line. And then that kind of 6 to 8 weeks, 3-day production cycle is exactly the same for an alternately powered vehicle from diesel. And when we take a tour of the plant later, we'll show some of the things we've done to allow that to happen. We've not made everything completely electric yet, because we recognise there's still a journey to sort of go down before we see the volume kick in. But other areas right now are, it doesn't matter whether it's a diesel engine or an electric drivetrain that will be fitted to that vehicle. It's exactly the same assembly system that we will use to develop that installation.
So what have been the main challenges getting the factory ready for electric trucks? Presumably is a whole another level of safety and training.
Yeah. So we spent over, just in the plant alone, irrespective on product development and testing, probably over £10 million just in getting the factory ready. And that's one of the most significant investments we've made in the plant in recent years. So that has gone broadly into two areas. One is the safety systems, and the second is then integrating it into the main production line. So main production line, for example, the electric control module, electronic control module that controls the vehicle, replaces in the vehicle the diesel engine, we'll produce those down the same line. On the safety side, though, we have spent quite some time developing with our colleagues across PACCAR and other business professionals how we handle the new hazards that electric vehicles bring to site, both from a interaction with people and from a business continuity and making sure our processes continue should there be an incident. So we've had no incidents at all across PACCAR from standard processes at all, which we're extremely proud of. Being PACCAR, we're extremely cautious, and we've probably gone above and beyond any realms. And we've had some quite interesting discussions with insurers to say, what's the recommended sort of standard for handling this sort of technology? And because it's so new, they're almost coming back to us saying, well, tell us what you think it should be to minimise your risk. And it's been a difficult conversation. So you'll see on site, we've invested in runout zones. So should there be a thermal incident in a battery for whatever reason, or a battery turns up in an unstable condition, we're able to store it safely away from the site of the buildings. And where it can safely kind of burn out is what the scientists tell us will happen with these, with should an incident occur. So that was a huge investment. We've worked with a local fire service. We're actually now working with Lancashire Fire and Rescue, and they're sharing that knowledge out with other forces to how to handle this stuff and the equipment that we've developed in conjunction with them and other professionals. Inside the plant, we've seen our first adoption of AGVs, and we'll show you, you'll see some of the sort of nearly 30 AGVs we have. What we found that technology is allowed now to be a value proposition. It's given us the flexibility, it's made us more efficient in certain areas. But what it's also allowed us to do is to program those AGVs that if something is detected, it can then automatically remove that unit from the building, which is a really clever innovation. And we've not done that alone. We've done that as part of a collaboration with UK industry through the APC funded Zeta project. So the findings are there to be seen publicly. But we've developed software patterns for AGVs to remove it. We've developed control systems that we can plug into a battery system that will then monitor the internal batteries, communicate with the factory wireless system, and again alert and detect well in advance of any incident occurring. But we've had no incidents, but we've got great control systems in and procedures now. And then probably the final bit, and one that's really quite interesting and exciting for us, is we have one of those developments is we've working again with external partners. We've developed a cobot system which will automatically install the vehicle, effectively the fuses to the battery system. So that is identified by scientists as one of the hazard points when you actually plug in the fuse to the high voltage battery, and there's a technical risk in there. And rather than have an individual putting on what we affectionately known as some sort of beekeeper spacesuit for thermal insulation to plug that in and have two people doing that, and that's quite an uncomfortable thing to do in a volume production facility, we've developed a cobot system that will pick up the fuse and install it of its own accord, therefore removing the human completely from that potentially risky situation. And that's led us to have a look at the use of cobots across the plant and see how we can better, see if they can help us in any other areas deliver on safety, quality, or even efficiency. What you'll notice in the plant is it's very much manual assembly. I don't see us replacing people with robots on a wide scale, because we want to produce the trucks that people order, and that's a huge variety. But in certain applications for new jobs, hazardous jobs, then actually this might be a way of performing tasks in the plant in a more safe way, which is brilliant. And what we're doing is we're protecting people, we remain efficient, but it's also allowed us to bring in and test new technologies in the factory that maybe we've not found a place for previously.
So DAF has been market leader for over 30 years now in the UK. Do you think that's got a lot to do with the fact that the trucks are actually assembled here? Do people see it as a British truck?
Well, I really like to think so. And we make sure we tell that story as often as possible. However, when people do come to the plant, a number are still surprised. There is still, I think, as you said in your opening comments, there's still such a significant manufacturing presence here in the UK. What we focus on is making sure we build that customer's specification of truck to suit their application to the very highest quality in the industry, and we deliver it on time. And I think those three elements are the bits we can control, and hopefully that helps our sales teams sell the DAF product. Of course, there's a fantastic dealer support in the UK as well, which maintains those trucks on the road as well. So we're part of the jigsaw. We celebrate it as often as we can. We've probably shed off the cloak of hide the factory probably when I started in the 90s. You weren't allowed to talk to customers from the factory. That was a kind of a thing that wasn't that we didn't do. But now we welcome people into the plant. I think last year we welcomed over 2,000 people onto the site. We tour them round. We tell them our story. It's actually people who have real jobs, take them round. They take a break from their job for the day and they'll spend a couple of hours touring people around the factory. And it's also great that we get to meet the users of our vehicles and they tell us what they do with our vehicles in service. Because if not, we do get a little bit institutionalised in our factory operations, and it's important we stay real with that. When we take people out, we don't want to put them on a bus and show them the facility from the safety of a kind of a or the sanitised version from a sort of a train or whatever. What we do is we walk people around, and we'll do that this afternoon, and we'll cross the production line at several points, and we'll interact with assembly operators that are building those trucks. And what I hope people feel, and they tell me they feel, and that sometimes we get a little bit, we kind of, because we're doing it every day, we kind of lose the wow factor of it. But when customers come into the plant and they walk out, there is a wow factor. And what I really want them to take away, and many do, is they really feel the passion and the pride that all the team here at Leyland put into building every single truck. And I think that's important, because when you're building a truck every 7 minutes, there's an element of repetition in there, but actually relating it to when a customer comes on site, you recognise their name, you recognise their brand on the truck, and when you've got your family in the car driving up and down the motorway and you're eye level with a big HGV, but you recognise that, you know, you recognise it's a DAF, you recognise the customer, you know they were in a few months ago, and you know that you tighten the wheel nuts on that vehicle when it left that factory. It makes your job extremely relevant, and it's very important that when people come into the plant, we tell that story for our employees, but also it's great to show off what DAF does here in the UK.
So why don't you have a built-in Britain badge on the side of the trucks like ERF used to?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think that's a question for our marketing teams. I know we have run with them a promoting that we build in Britain. Whether we publicise it on the truck, I think that's a question for our marketing teams.
So talk me through some of the advantages of building in the UK. I mean, are you more responsive to your customers than you would be if they were built in Europe?
That's a great question. And what we have set ourselves up to do here at Leyland, in both the way we can flexibly produce customer-specific trucks, is hopefully an advantage in the marketplace for our wider business. What that means is, and we offer that service to everybody, but I have to say our UK network is extremely good at using that and more confident at using that. And there are some days in the plant where the majority of trucks going down the line have got some unique customer modification to suit their business application. So we will offer sort of that level of service to make sure that the DAF customer gets the truck that they need. And that will go beyond building a standard truck down the line and a modification offline. We'll try and do that factory fresh for the customer, and then the truck will then go through all our test and validation procedures. So, for example, we build a lot of Royal Mail trucks. You probably saw some as you came on site today. And what we'll do for the Royal Mail is not only build the chassis, we have the opportunity, we'll put the body on the back of the two axle rigid vehicles. We'll put the stickers on the side for them, and that is quite a complex arrangement because trucks going to different regions of the UK all have slightly different stickering systems on for their local territories. And we'll go as far as even registering the truck for the Royal Mail. And we do offer that for other customers. Certain customers require certain safety features. We'll build that into the product factory fresh on the line as part of our production process. And that again gives us, it just means that when the truck comes out of the plant, a rigid truck takes some time to go through maybe a bodying or dealer process before going on the road. By doing as much of that at the factory here in the UK, we're able to shorten that lead time and help that truck get on the road faster for the customer.
Yeah.
Which has to be a benefit.
Yeah, that makes sense. So how long have you been building bodies, boxes and curtains, that is, isn't it?
It is. So we've focused mainly on boxes, curtains, with a wide range of tail lifts. We've been doing that for over 10 years now. So we are well experienced in the wide range of options within just a simple box and curtain side body, with the load securing systems, tail lift systems, access doors, etc. So we see it as a core part of our production system here at Leyland. And the benefit of doing it in factory is we will take, when we take the order comes in, we will schedule all the material immediately for that production order. And that allows us then to sequence it through as a normal cab chassis build. But then we will then organise the sequencing down our production facility. And just a day or two later, it will roll off fully fitted with a body to factory quality standards.
Okay, so that's a clear advantage of assembling here in the UK. What about disadvantages? I'm thinking Brexit. Has there been a lot of hoops to jump through, a lot of red tape?
Yeah, there has. So whilst following Brexit, there was a zero tariff agreement, so we could still move goods freely across the border from the EU to the UK. We do have to do that with customs documentation. So there has been an administrative cost of Brexit to the business. Every load we move across the border has to have paperwork with it. So that's the kind of cost of doing that business. It's not, and we focus within the DAF sphere of influence in terms of where we move vehicles to. What that is presenting is potential risks going forward when the rules and the tariff, the rules of importing and exporting vehicles changes or goods changes. That does then pose a potential risk to us here at the factory.
Okay, tell us more about that.
So there is on the statute book at the moment the tariff arrangements around electric rigids, well, electric vehicles, changes on the 1st of January 2027, so in less than 12 months' time.
Okay.
What that will mean for a truck, for the DAF XB electric, to be produced here in Leyland, if we were to move that across the border into the EU, under the current rules, that would incur an import tariff then to move that good into the EU market, which then immediately puts us at a cost disadvantage to our European competitors. Similarly, if a truck, a two-axle rigid electric, was to come into the UK, as the rules stand, that there would also be an import tariff to those units coming in as well. And that is around the country of origin of the main electrical drive system of the vehicle. And right now, most, if not all, batteries for commercial vehicles come from China. And I believe that to be the case for all manufacturers in Europe. Purely from a Leyland point of view, we don't want anything to inhibit our ability to produce trucks here in the UK and sell out to the EU.
Now, this site has been building vehicles for generations. It all seems incredibly modern. Do any of the old parts of the factory still exist?
So the Leyland this year will celebrate 130 years of building trucks in the town of Leyland.
Oh, okay.
So we will be celebrating that locally with our workforce. And over the history of the company, it's occupied many sites across the town. The site we're on today is 86 acres and is largely the modern part of the old industrial system. If you go through the town, there are certainly parts of the town that still house the original buildings from various Northworks or Southworks, as it was known at the time. You can see old factory gates, you can see the time clock, and I think there's probably still a couple of warehouses or factory buildings still standing. Certainly the commercial motor museum certainly stands in one of them right now in the centre of town. A lot of the other areas have been redeveloped as the economy grows around the local town.
So how new is this site, and what's the newest part of it?
So this site was built in 1980. The factory here, the Leyland assembly plant, came on stream in 1980 as a modern way to build vehicles. And we have invested in the site ever since, and that's why, as I said earlier, I believe it remains one of the most modern truck assembly plants in Europe.
Talk me through the workforce. What's the sort of average age profile? And I'm led to believe people do tend to stay here for quite a long time, like yourself.
Yeah, that's right. So we have over 1,100 people on site here at Leyland across all our business areas. The average age of the workforce is around mid-40s. So you tend to see kind of little peaks in the age profile. And I think the average tenure is about 16 years, but I think there's, again, populations of much more senior service people in there. And we have had people serve just at Christmas. Two people retired with 50 years service, which is a phenomenal amount. It's proper, kind of boy to man stuff. So people stay with us for a long time, and we're very proud of that. I think that reflects that we are a good employer. We provide, we look after our employees and they look after us in building fantastic quality vehicles.
Any multi-generational families here, are people following in their parents' footsteps?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a great number of all different combinations of families. So we've got husband, wife and son, we've got fathers and sons, we've got fathers and daughters, we've got aunties, uncles, all sorts of people here. One family have got their fifth generation of a family member here on site, which we're incredibly proud of. It was two, one retired last year, handing the baton over to the son actually now. And what really came when we produced the last LF here at the plant before we transitioned to XB, we sent one around the production line that we kept. We shot off at the museum and local shows, but we asked all our employees to sign the vehicles that went down the production line. So we didn't paint here, we got it all marked up. And what that did, and really showed to me the kind of the importance of the family connection here at Leyland, is we had then family members grouping up to sign it together, to have their picture taken around it, which was shared locally on all the local social media.
Great.
And then when we took it to the Leyland Town Festival in the summer, the wider families were coming over and saying, hey, this is where we signed it together at Leyland, when we were on that day when it went down the production line. So a huge amount of pride from multi-generational families working here at Leyland, and there's some great stories in that, and we're really proud of that.
Excellent. So how many females have you got working here?
Our current split is around 12% of our workforce are females. Probably seen that grow slowly from around 10% over the last few years. Our policy is that we want the very best people to work at Leyland, for Leyland and for Paccar, and we recognise those very best people that can deliver the best for Leyland and for DAF and for Paccar come from a wide diversity, a wide range of backgrounds. So our sort of people strategy on that one is, when we're talking, say, apprentice recruitments, we go to all the local schools. We go to the local colleges, we go to the schools in the area. Some of them are specifically girls' schools, we'll go into there as well. And we'll invite them, and we get huge interest from all areas to come in and recruit. And we can show off a fantastic career in the automotive industry. There are roles hands-on in production, whether that's in assembly work, in fabrications, in fitting work, whether that's then more supply chain specialists, whether that's into either in our factory supply chain systems or aftermarket supply chain systems, or into our design teams as well, and then our site maintenance skills are sort of the areas we tend to recruit into. But we have a wide range of careers here that appeal to many different people, and we just want to hire the very best, and we make sure we offer up those opportunities to as wide an audience as possible. So we've got room to grow. We're signed up to the SMMT's DE&I charter, which targets, I think, 30% by 2030. That's very ambitious. Our workforce is very stable, so it will take some time to change it, but we're keen to hire the very best people into every single role that we take.
Okay. You touched on young people entering the industry. Have you got an active apprentice scheme?
We do. We're very proud of it. We currently have 78 apprentices on site. We recruit around 20 a year is our current cadence, and that feels about right for the natural replacement cycle in the business. And there are many different types. Again, probably as I've just discussed, really, our largest intake is into assembly, but we offer 3 to 6 year apprentices depending on the scheme the individuals will move forward on. And very importantly, we, whilst they're on an apprentice contract, we have a fantastic record of then recruiting almost everybody from those apprentice programs. And we're very proud that once you start with us, we'll work very hard with you to make sure you enjoy a long and successful career at Leyland, and then open that up to the wider DAF and PACCAR organisation. So great success. It's in all areas of the business. It's working very well for us. We're really proud of it. We start off the apprentice recruitment. We invite the parents of the apprentices. Quite often some of them are 16, still at home, and will be at home for many years, I think is the trend nowadays. And we'll invite the parents in, we'll welcome them to the plant, we'll show them around the building to show where their son or daughter is going to start their employment career, and ask them to support their son and daughter in that development of their career. And that is a start warning to remind them to get out of bed early enough. We start at 7:20, so
yeah,
get in early and get out of bed. So good, it's stuff. Good fun.
Well, we've just launched the Apprentice of the Year award in Commercial Motor, so yeah. I'll have to have a chat with you, see if you can nominate any youngsters.
Yep, we're very proud of our apprentice scheme, and we do submit it, so we'll definitely have a look at that one.
Great. So now, looking ahead, what does success for Leyland Trucks look like in the next decade? What do you think is going to be happening? Get your crystal ball out.
Absolutely. So very simply, our role is to produce what the customer wants to the highest possible quality and deliver it on time. That we recognise we're part of a business cycle, and that predictability and reliability is really important to us. So that is what we have to deliver as a factory, from a design and production point of view, and supporting our aftermarket, supporting the dealers with our aftermarket services. We have to be ready to transition to what that customer wants. That is very unclear, so we have to have a strategy that allows us to deliver that in a timely manner. As we've talked about electric, probably it makes sense that the best applications that we see at the moment is the round town delivery routes. We think the XB is an excellent product for that, so we have to be ready to transition and adopt that. But on the bigger product, if there's alternate driveline systems come in, we have to be ready to support them, and we have to do it, you know, meeting those requirements, delivering what the customer wants, the highest possible quality standards, and deliver that product on time, so that business that we're selling to has the predictability to plan in their changes and adopt what is an asset, a capital asset for them that's got to work hard and earn the money. And we you know, we're very cognizant of that. It's not a luxury product to buy, maybe like a car is. It's a very functional product that needs to do a job, like our machines do here in the factory. Yep. So we have to be ready to do that, whatever that takes. And we've got a great team here that's thinking widely, and I'm sure we'll have the right plans in place. We're able to put great business cases together, and we got very strong support from PACCAR with funding into the plant when it's the right thing to do.
You clearly still enjoy your job, at least you give the impression you do. Uh-huh. What gives you the most pride when you walk around the factory?
I do love my job. I wouldn't keep doing it for 32 years and come into the place. Take great pride in the product that we make and the people that put that together. One thing, you know, when you see hundreds of trucks going out, maybe in Royal Mail Red, yeah, it's a great feeling to see those trucks on the road. And we play games in the car when we're driving up and down the motorway, you know, how many DAFs can you see? And there's an awful lot of them, so it's a fun game to play. But actually, I have to say, the UK 30 truck that we produced in celebration of leading the UK for 30 years is an absolutely fantastic product, because it's customised, because it's limited edition. The pride that our teams have taken in making that truck and delivering it to customers. And a good number of them have been handed over at the factory. We did one yesterday. It's great. We all love a good custom truck. When you see the Union Jack styling on it as well, it makes you incredibly proud to produce fantastic trucks here in the UK.
Yeah, it does look great. I saw it at Road Transport Expo. It looks top notch. So finally then, what do you want people listening to understand about Leyland trucks that maybe they don't currently? What's the message you want to get across?
I think the automotive industry in the UK is extremely important. We're proud to be part of the SMMT, and here in the northwest of England we have a rich automotive industry. And I really want people to know that, you know, DAF trucks are made here in the UK, in Leyland. We've been doing it in some way, shape or fashion for 130 years. We believe that that gives this town, this plant, this business here, we're like a community of truck builders that know how to do it, how to meet customer requirements. And we just hope that continues, that message we can get out in the right format, that British industry is alive and kicking, and we're proud to be a real kind of leader in that. And we'll tell that story wherever we can.
Excellent, thank you. Let's go on that tour now.
All right, brilliant. Thank
Cheers.
You very much.